Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, what a great song. What a great song. This could be a winning answer today. There's no doubt. Otis Redding. This was about, what, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, something like this? Wonderful. Magnificent song. Speaking of magnificent, our next guest, a magnificent player for the Philadelphia Eagles with one of the greatest plays and many of the greatest plays we've ever seen the Eagles had. And, of course, he was referenced in the broadcast the other day as Jalen Hurts was just running wild, doing great stuff the other day. And a lot of the old Eagles quarterbacks were referenced, including our next guest. We'll bring him on in a moment. But first, probably the greatest play of his career.
And a sack in the end zone is not outside the realm of point. Here comes Smith. There's Cunningham, dodges left, and puts it way downfield for Fred Barnett, who has the catch, and the race is on. There are no flags, a 95-yard touchdown.
Randall Cunningham electrified us for a decade as the Eagles starting quarterback, and it is our honor to welcome him, Jody Cameron and John Ritchie here on WIP. Randall, how you doing today?
My brothers, I'm doing pretty good. It's all good in the neighborhood out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's about, what, 50 degrees, but there's no clouds in the sky, no snow, a little wind, and I just thank God for his goodness. How y'all doing?
Oh, Randall, we're good. It's always so nice to talk to you, Randall. You know, Randall, we had you on the show last, I believe it was 5 years ago, when the Eagles had a great...
Yeah, you had to wait too long.
Yeah, no, we'll call you more often. The Eagles were rolling, Carson was rolling, and... You know, we got your assessment of Carson that day, and I'm watching the game the other day and seeing Jalen play and seeing what he's doing. Uh-huh. And of course, you were referenced in the broadcast, and I thought, oh, we got to get Randall on this week. Randall, what do you make of what Jalen Hurts is doing and the way that he has taken his game to such a higher level this year?
You know, I'm so grateful to be able to see such a young man with maturity and with great team behind him, great owner, great coaches, great fan base. You know, it's a great time, and we've got to enjoy every moment of it. The young man, you know, I reach out to him, and I encourage him, and I reach him by text, and I'll call him once in a while. I normally call him probably when he's at practice, but, you know, I am just really overwhelmed, first of all, to see the Eagles doing so great, because, you know, I am an Eagles fan for life, period. I mean, I might have been the chaplain for the Raiders, but honestly speaking, I'm still an Eagles fan, period, and that will never change. But I just really appreciate his character. I appreciate the players on the team, and it's just like a bunch of scrappy dudes like we used to be back in the day, just loving the game and enjoying what they have and appreciating, you know, what's been done for them through all of these victories.
How hard is it for a quarterback like Jalen, who he had 17 carries in this last game, how hard is it to protect yourself at all times in the NFL?
I think it's the way he does it. He's very smart. He runs kind of like me, where he knows when to get down. He knows when to get that extra yard. He knows when to run out of bounds. And you know, he slides. You know,
yeah.
I was a pitcher, but I wasn't a base stealer, so I didn't know how to slide very well. So, you know, I was always going up in the air. But whether it's the quarterback sneaks, I'm like blown away by that too. But, you know, I just really think the team is doing a great job. And I think that we got to keep the momentum and, you know, just hopefully get the Super Bowl again.
What's the sweet spot for, you know, quarterback carries? It felt like they were trying to get away from that a little bit earlier in the year. Now without,
yeah, took,
go ahead.
You know, I don't know how many carries. I think the main thing is if he is going to run the ball, that they not always be design plays. You know, that's what I realized when I had design plays, it was like I felt like a running back. I didn't feel like a natural runner where I was doing it under my own accord. I felt like I had to weave through holes and at any point in time a linebacker or safety could come and blow me up. But I think he's going to be fine. I know the people are probably a little concerned, but you got to remember I got hurt in the pocket both times.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
So it's a little bit better when he passes up the 350-pound. And what I see nowadays, it might even be 400-pound guys on that D-line. But get past those guys and get to the 230s and the 220s and the 175 guys, you know.
Randall Cunningham with us here. Absolutely, Randall. I know exactly what you mean by that. Randall, the running's been a big part, but so is the evolution of Jalen Hurts' passing game. On time this year.
Oh, yeah.
Accurate. What do you – I mean, big jump from last season.
I think that, you know, as he goes on, you know, it's just he's going to get better. And the thing is, he's got a great supporting cast. He's got receivers. He's got running back. He's got a line. He's got leadership on the line. And, you know, when you look at our head coach, the character and the feistiness that he has, that carries through the players. And it's a confidence. And I think that Jeffrey Lurie has put together an excellent team. And, you know, I remember when I was at the Vikings and we were doing well, there was this confidence that we had. And nobody could shake it. And when you get to that place, that's when you start building teams for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to Jalen throwing the ball better this year, how hard is it to make that leap? You know, we talk about his accuracy. He just feels like he's shaping the ball to where it needs to go. And I don't know how that happened. Is it mechanics? Is it tiny details that the coaches are harping on? How do you get better at throwing the ball accurately?
It's a combination of things. It's a combination of he's already had the God-gifted ability, number one. So let's just give God the credit for that. Number two, he's got a great coaching staff. Number three, his work ethics are bar none. And then his character. He's not a person who gets scared. You're going to make him start panicking. Nah, he's not that kind of guy. He's a very peaceful person, and I like to watch him doing interviews because he always says the right thing, you know, and he's not being political. He's just being himself, and I think that that's the piece of the puzzle. I remember back in the day I said, let me be me,
yep.
And I just really wanted to just be the best that I could be, but I felt like sometimes I was in a box. He's not in a box. You know, he's got the right coaching staff. And they're allowing him to be himself. And I think that's where this maturity comes in, of letting him just be who he is.
Randall, you know, I'm fascinated watching Jalen Hurts play and the evolution of the read option game in the NFL and the ride and decide and all that stuff. What would that have been like for you? I mean, you were a drop-back quarterback who would then scramble if need be. But if you were running the type of offense the Eagles are currently running, and no one was doing it in pro football when you played, what would have happened?
Nope. You know, it was kind of like, I don't know. I think that a lot of people realized that things were different back in the days. Quarterbacks getting blasted on their legs, as I did, and getting knees blown out. Joe Theismann, myself, and a lot of guys walking off the field, carried off the field, carted off the field. But they're protecting them now, and they're protecting the receivers. You know, one of the things that I didn't want to do is I didn't want to hang my receivers out. So nowadays, you can fire in there, and you don't have to worry about them really getting paralyzed and things like that, you know. But I was very precautious with that. So the difference nowadays would be I would sit there, and I would just get it out a little quicker. I probably wouldn't run as much, if anything. I'd probably be getting it out like I did when I was with the Vikings.
Have we seen the end of the days where you can win in the NFL with a pure drop-back passer?
Oh, that would be a very controversial question.
there's not too many left, Randall. I mean, there really isn't. After Brady's out and a couple others, it's going to be almost everybody that has the capabilities to run to some extent.
Yeah, well, I think that's what it's gone to. And it's gone to the point where you can't be a sitting duck. I mean, when I look at Troy Aikman, to me, he and Dan Marino, the most pure passing quarterbacks in the league. And I used to watch those guys get hit, and I said to myself, I can't do that. I just couldn't do that because I was only 196 pounds. And to get hit by a 320-pound guy constantly, I knew I wouldn't make it, which is why I played the way I played, and I used my ability to run. But now you have guys, and it doesn't matter what the nationality is, what culture they come from. These guys are it's ridiculous. They're able to do what some of us were able to do in the past. I mean, you run, and it's just not like a run and slide, you know, for a 5-yard gain and you didn't get a sack. It's like, watch out. Justin Fields taking, I mean, that was ridiculous what he did, you know, running for almost 200 yards.
Yep.
And Jalen, the other day, I turned the game on, and I'm going, hold on a second. This dude is getting busy, and it's like, you know, don't call him a great athlete because that's obvious. Leave him and let him be a quarterback. Let's not be controversial. The guy is just getting it done. And you know, when you have the Lamar Jacksons and you have the young man down in Arizona, and regardless of whether he's 6 foot or 5'11", it doesn't matter. It makes a big difference. It brings excitement. And the fans love it, and you never know. It's no different from me punting the ball in the New York Giants stadium. It's like, hold up, what is he doing? Oh, my God, you know, and it's like the wow factor happens when you have somebody that can move like that.
Randall Cunningham with us. Randall, we played that clip of your play against Bruce Smith in Buffalo in 90. I'm curious, is it that one or a different one that for you was your favorite play, the best play of your career? Because there were so many electrifying ones. Which one stood out to you the most?
That one, you know, I knew Bruce was coming. Okay, so let's not be dumb. If he would have sacked me for a touchdown, the game would have been over right then and right there, 28 to whatever we had. So I knew I had to do something.
But Randall, can I just say this? So here's the question. I think 5 trillion football fans have always wondered about that play. Mm-hmm. How did you know that Bruce Smith was coming at that exact moment? Like, you ducked at the perfect time. How'd you do that?
I was watching him the whole time. I know the
But he came from behind you. He came from behind you. I don't understand.
No, I know. It's just a sense. It was a sense of, first of all, let me check part. I know Bruce is going to be there, and I just need to know at the right time. I caught him on my left eye. I caught him, and I knew I had to duck, and I said, oh, I got out of this one. And I said, okay, I know Freddie's down there somewhere, Calvin's down there somewhere, let me just punt this thing, and I know that one of them is going to come up with it, and thank God they did.
Yeah, great play.
I think I got blasted on that play, too.
Unbelievable. Randall, how's life today? Obviously, for a lot of people hearing from you right now, they, you know, probably haven't heard from you in a little bit of time. How's life? How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm really thankful, and you know, I'm over here at Remnant Ministries. We have a lot of people from Philadelphia who watch me on Sundays, you know, at remnantministries.net. And it's really cool to be able to have the fan base still watch us. We have about over 1,000 people that watch us online through our different sites where I'm preaching on Sundays. And it's only an hour service, so people are able to watch and then watch the game, which is cool. But I wanted to apologize about – well, not necessarily apologize. The other day I was summoned to be with Jalen. And I was all pumped up about going. Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, and then RG3 was doing the interview. And my daughter, she's an Olympian, a 2-time Olympian, a world champion. So I had practice, so I couldn't just run and go do that. As much as I wanted to be there, I had to have my priorities right. So for the fans, I saw a lot of the comments like, where's Randall? How come Randall wasn't there? We need Randall. And I was like, you know what? I just had to make the decision to continue coaching here, because we're getting ready for the world championships, you know, in I think in July or August. So I had to stay here, but I look forward to coming there and, you know,
hanging out with the guys when we get another opportunity.
That's awesome.
That's really nice. Congratulations with Vashti,
yeah.
too.
She's Thanks so much.
Doing a great job.
Yeah,
and you're doing a great job.
Sure has. Randall, let's wrap on this because, again, we last spoke to you 5 years ago, and it was mm-hmm. during the regular season, and it was before the Eagles, of course, had won the Super Bowl, and they won it a few months later. And I'm curious.
And I realize my battery on my phone looks like it's running
down.
Oh, okay.
So I'll make this one quick.
Okay.
What did it mean to you as an Eagles alum, as one of the all-time great Eagles, when the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl?
I was there, you know. I was bundled up because it was about no degrees, you know, in Minnesota. So I was bundled up, and I probably looked like about a 350-pound guy because, you know, maybe I'm West Coast, but it meant the world to me because, yes, we got one. We're not only on the map, but we are the Super Bowl champions. And it was like there was so much peace that came to me. I walked out of the stadium, and that was about 2 or 3 miles and couldn't get a car like that because everybody was pumped up. But it was just, it was great. And the prayer is that we could do it again, you know. And it would be pretty awesome to do that again because I would love to come to the game again.
Sure would. Listen, Randall, God bless you. Thanks for being you. Thanks for all you've done for the Eagles and Philadelphia sports and entertaining us through the years and all the great work you do in various communities to help so many people.
Oh, yeah. You got it. Still trying to do that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Randall. Stay well,
Thanks,
bud.
Randall.
All right. There he is, Randall Cunningham. How cool is that? 215-592-9494 in a very active relationship with Jalen Hurts, as he addressed there in the beginning of that. All right, if you want to react to Randall, please do. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls on all these topics. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie, we got Devin with us as well on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.